Just got back from the pub with Sean. Good laugh, man. Now you'll get to see how loads of my friends and family and stuff don't really like to go on camera so much. So everybody's always asking me for sparring footage, and you'll soon see on Sean's camera that they're a bit shy. Yeah, but when you watch what Sean's filmed tonight, I left the bar a few times, yeah, and let my friends just talk to Sean about whatever Sean wanted to talk to them about. So I don't actually know what they spoke about. I ain't got a fucking clue. So I'll find out like you lot when I watch it. Do you know what I mean? But yes, listen, I would like to say something. It was good, man, it was good. I'd like to say something now. I've invited Sean to come down to Cornwall for a few days next year to spend a bit of time with my family. And I want to get something straight right now, yeah? Sean is a nice bloke. My missus has just met Sean, so has my daughter, so has my niece, so has loads of my friends, my son, and loads of his friends, right? So they've all just met Sean. Sean has come with a box full of books. Yeah, now I know it's self-promotion, but he still didn't need to do this. And he sat outside in the freezing cold at the end and sat there for 20 minutes signing books for everybody in the pub. Yeah, now Sean has come to see me today. Yeah, and like the first time that I saw him, he's a fucking lovely man. So, right, unless you've met him in person, don't tell me shit. Unless you've met Sean Atwood in person, don't tell me shit. I've met him in person twice now. He came to Smethwick today, yeah? So he came to, like, my own area, right? Yeah, where I'm from, where I've done all my stuff and that. And he was nothing but polite and courteous for the whole thing, right? Now, I've been around Sean now for probably 6 hours, right? And in 6 hours, he has not broke from being a nice person, not once. So I'm going to take Sean Atwood at face value. And I'm going to tell you now he's a nice bloke. He's that much of a nice bloke that I've invited him next year, right, to come and spend time with my family when we are in Newquay. That's how much of a nice bloke he is.
Hello, I'm in Birmingham outside of a pub called The George, where I've arranged to meet Danny G at 7 p.m. He's got his family with him, and there's possibly some of his friends showing up as well. This must be quite close to where he lives, in Smethwick. But the pub is down as Albury. Let me show you what it looks like. There it is. Take a good look at the location. So, gonna go in now, find Danny G. Let's see what he's up to. Can I see him through this window? No, can't see him yet. Should be interesting. Going in a pub. Oh my goodness, there's a funeral. There's a bloody funeral party in here. Uh-oh. Mourners. Let's see how it goes. This lounge only closed for a private function. Oh, it's a private function. Oh shit. Let's see how I get in the bar then. See how I get in the bar section. See if Danny G's in here. Where is Danny G? Where is he? Let's have a look.
I've never actually met you in person, have you? You recognise me now, don't you?
Yeah,
yeah. How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm good, man, I'm good.
I recognise you.
Ah, yes, Sean! Ah, how you doing, mate? How you doing?
Brilliant, man. Good to see you.
I'm good, man. Well, this is Smethwick, mate. This is Smethwick.
This is Smethwick, is it?
This is fucking Smethwick.
Because it was down as Albury.
Yeah, this is right. Well, basically.
Yeah.
So if you go down the bottom of that road there.
Yeah.
And you turn left at the island.
Right.
And go down to the bottom, you're at Smethwick High Street.
Right. Yeah?
This is more Langley area.
Yeah.
Down there and up the hill is Smethwick.
Right.
Bearwood and them kinds of areas. But this is known as Smethwick.
Okay.
For anybody that lives in Birmingham, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So we're in the heartland of your hood.
We're in the heartland of my hood, baby. Yeah. There's a funeral going on in the other room.
I just tried to get in that room,
yeah. It's quite quiet, mate. It's quite quiet.
I know, for shit. Yeah, yeah.
My daughter's here. My missus is here.
Cool.
My best mate Luke's here.
Cool.
How are you?
Yeah, great. Great. Speaking at some schools tomorrow.
Yeah. What schools? What, around here?
I'm not going to say the name of it on camera, because... trolls will start contacting it, you know what I mean? I'll tell you later.
Yeah, tell me later.
It is round here though, yeah. Not so far.
I'll probably know the school if it's round here.
You'll definitely know it. You'll definitely know it.
That's Luke and his brother. Luke! Sean!
So all these guys are alright being on camera, Eddie?
Yeah. Luke's been on camera in the gym when we're sparring and that.
Right.
So, yeah. Lad, he's pointing the camera at you, just move out of the way if you don't want it in your...
I thought that was a fucking
8 seconds. No, Sean, that was my YouTube game.
You guys alright being on the camera? That,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
What do you do on YouTube?
He's a podcaster, mate. Name's Sean Atwood.
Danny.
Have
you seen his stock?
Yeah, man, he's like yours, isn't it?
Oh, you're Luke, are you?
Yes.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
My niece, Leanne. Leanne,
Sean. Yeah, pleased to meet you.
Yeah,
pleased to meet you.
Yeah,
cheers.
I might come back to the old haunt and fucking bring Sean for a
pleased to meet you, mate.
And you,
bro. Yeah, cheers.
My daughter, Rocky and Sean.
Hey, Rocky, how you doing? Yeah, pleased to meet you. Yeah, she is.
And here's the wife, mate.
Hello, how's it going? How you doing? Yeah, good. Pleased to meet you. I love these. These are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
So what do you all think about his YouTube success, then? No?
These are very shy, mate. They're very, very shy. There we go, we're live again.
Yes.
How you all fucking doing, mate? Are you all good? Hello, everybody. How you fucking doing? Well, right, yeah. As I said, I'm having a drink with Sean and that. He's here, look. I'll quickly flick you onto some of the family, the ladies of the family, right? But they're very shy, so I've got to do this really quick, yeah? That is my niece, Leanne. That is my daughter, Rocky. And that, as you all know, is the wonderful Tony. She's hiding herself behind a fur.
The amazing furry jacket.
Yeah, boy, the amazing furry jacket. Right then, everybody, I'll catch you all in a bit, yeah? This will be on Sean's channel. Do you know what I mean? Right, so, you know, we're going to have a chat now. It'll be on Sean's channel, so catch up with it when you want to catch up with it. Like and subscribe to Sean Atwood, mate. Like and subscribe to the fucking Danny G. Oh, we've got quite a few people in here now. They all want to come and have a watch. Say hello, Sean. Hello,
there we
mate.
Go.
Are you fucking, there you go, mate.
Choose a life, not a knife jacket.
Choose a fucking life, not a knife jacket, mate. He's fucking on that shit. We're in Smith. There's a lot of knives around here, but there won't be no knives tonight because I'll look after him. Yeah, boy. Peace out, man. Peace out. Much love. There we go.
Yeah, that's better because the music would have fucked it.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, part two, mate. Part two in Smethwick in a pub. Yeah, boy. Yeah, fucking boy.
So what's your life been like then since the beginning of part one?
The same, bro. It ain't really changed. You know what I mean? Obviously, get a few more trolls in it, but what do I do with trolls? I them to fuck off, mate. Bye. <Jeez. laughs> These two have never experienced any of the lights, have you? Nah. Yeah, Luke, you want to come and get in this fucking thing with me?
Oh, nah.
Come on, Luke. Go on, Luke. He's shy as well. He's been on my YouTube channel.
Camera shy today, bro. Hangs on.
I bet you've got a lot of stories, Luke, haven't you, about you guys over the years?
Quite a few.
He's going to ask you now, so we start talking about it. You're not on camera, I'm on camera, but your voice will be there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's going to ask you now, bro.
Which ones did he miss out on? On part one?
I'm a wanted man, so I can't say too much.
Oh, shit.
I can't say too much. You're able to get me.
No admission of felonies.
Oh, man. You believe how listen, you've all seen Luke on fucking my YouTube channel. He's ever so shy right now, and it's because he's in the presence of Sean. He's never met him before. Anxiety's kicking in. Oh my god, fucking hell. Mental health, mate. Mental health.
Gotta watch all the sound camera, bro.
No, you ain't. You can say whatever you want about my life. Everybody fucking knows about my life.
Oh, yeah, it's your life.
So you can,
he's the one who got us really kicked out of our hotel on our wedding.
Yes.
After us.
Yes.
That was you.
Yes, that was him. That was him, mate. And you can talk about that because that's all in the past now, so you can talk about that.
It's all good.
Do you know what I mean?
That was insane, that story.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear it all.
What did he leave out?
From the very beginning.
Go on then, tell him.
I don't drink champagne because the bubbles get to me head.
Yeah.
I told them this. And on the aeroplane, they got me drinking champagne. And I drunk two bottles of champagne. And I had
100 complaints in the first hour of walking in to the hotel. And the hotel's full of Germans, and I'm walking around the hotel singing 10. That's in the first hour.
Carry on, tell me all day. It'd be a good story, this, from your perspective. Go on, tell him.
What perspective?
Tell him, Luke.
It's just crazy.
Tell him then. Don't stop. Keep going.
So that's the bit he didn't tell us, that they set you up.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking set him up. That's absolute bullshit. Nobody made you drink shit. You are a lying motherfucker. I made you drink the night. I sat next to you and forced it into your mouth.
Alty did.
Yeah, but I didn't, did I? You know what I mean? Peer pressure's a bitch, but you're a grown man. You could have said fucking no, son. Carry on. Tell him.
Temptations are there.
Tell him about your Turkey experience, Luke. I'm going to listen to this later, right? Yeah, you tell him about your Turkey experience. Tell him everything you did.
Walking down the beach.
Tell him everything you did.
Walking down the beach. Yeah. Singing 10.
What happened, Luke?
The cop was pulling guns to me. I'm saying, put your fucking gun down. You ain't shooting shit, mate. Fucking shoot me.
No.
Silence. I was like, no, I ain't having it.
I want to go for a fag, I'll leave you a loop for 5 minutes, man.
You have to go like and take me off him.
You don't want to be on it, do you?
Nah. No, I don't want to be on the camera. Okay. You'll talk on the camera.
I'll sit here so I'm on it, listening to you.
He's had to grab me and fuck me off, eh? Then we went to see Dave. Fucking hell. The Lighthouse. Run by Mafia. That's where it all fucking happened. That's where it all happened.
Lighthouse.
I couldn't. As soon as I got in the door, they was like, "You English mafia, you English gangster." I was like, "No, I'm just a regular bloke." He's like, "You full of tattoos, you English gangster." I says, "Nah, mate, I'm just a regular bloke." Anyway, we've gone in there, started having a drink, sing a couple of birds dancing. So I've gone over, started chatting to him, and then she's put a rose in my mouth, fucked off. This bloke's walked up to me, snatched the rose out of my mouth. Sat there, I thought, fuck this, I ain't having this. I ran straight over there, I was like, mate, some beautiful ladies, give me that. Calmed it all down, I shook his hand, shook the other guy's hand, the one in the middle. I went to shake his hand, he's grabbed me, pulled me towards him, and says, tonight, you fucking die. And I found out that he was one of the main mafia men, and that was his missus, and that was his club.
No.
And then, obviously, ouch. I says to dang it, get him out of here. So he's got me out of there. And then next thing you know, a brand new Bentley pulled up, BMW and a Chrysler, all blacked out. And that was coming from it. So I weren't allowed back to see that.
Oh, shit.
So I weren't allowed back there.
So that was one of your 9 lives, was it?
Yeah. Like I always told him, you can take the man out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the man. But yeah.
So how long have you known Danny for then?
How long have you been with him? 20 years.
20 years.
21 years.
And what's the craziest stuff you guys have got up to other than that?
I don't know, we've had some right laughs.
Yeah.
We've had some right laughs. Yeah. Yeah. Some right laughs.
Do you watch his YouTube?
Now and then.
Did you watch the story, the one he did with me?
Yeah. Yeah,
what did you think of it?
He was trying to get me down there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, but I was busy on that day.
Oh.
So, they bothered coming.
Yeah, it was nice to meet him and his lads and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all right, though.
Well, he's very charismatic, isn't he, on camera?
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
He loves it.
That's great for camera, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good bloke. He is. A bit fucking doolally like, but he's alright. He's alright.
I think everybody's doolally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In their own way. Yeah.
That sucks, just turn the music back on.
They always do. They won't turn it down in here.
Have a nice chat.
Yeah, he told me more about the story. Yeah, yeah.
I told you, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was fucking him. Do you know what I mean, him?
Oh, as I've changed staff, I'm going to have to ask you once so that the music.
That's why, listen, these two are probably going to get married. right? And he's fucking dreading what I do to him, bro. He's dreading it, John.
Really?
Because I owe him.
He ain't allowed a stag do.
See, she's like, he's not allowed a stag do, Danny, because she knows what I'll do to him.
But
I will do some serious stuff to this geezer.
But you know
I owe him, Sean.
Do what you want afterwards.
I mean, 20 grand on the wedding and he nearly destroyed it, so you know I owe you.
I ain't stupid, mate. I ain't leaving England to get married or have my stag do.
You don't need to leave England, mate. There's plenty of mountains around in England, mate. Where I'll send Leanne a map with a star on it. He's there, Leanne. We left him there.
And you can fucking stag.
You know this, bro. You know this. There is some wild animals in England, so when I tie that stake to your ball sack...
So, I can come and have a good sniff. I'm going to growl it and say, chicken depart! Take its ear off.
Fucking hell, mate.
So, did you say the trolls have been coming after you more then, even?
Yeah, bro. But for me, like, I don't know how you deal with them. For me, Sean, I say this on my YouTube channel all the time, right? Yes, boys! Well, go on, man. You're in love. Yeah, man. Yes, Fitch. Sean Atwood. Liam, Sean Atwood. Come here, Fitch. Yeah, man. Fitch. Sean Atwood, Fitch. My son's outside.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm alright, thank you.
Nah, bro, because I can't drink too much, I'm driving. He's a nice bloke, isn't he? He is, don't he?
Sam?
I told you, I tell a bit on my YouTube channel this, I'm like, Sean's a nice bloke, man. Especially when you meet him in person, you're just a nice bloke.
Yeah,
he's gonna turn the music down.
Yeah, there, lads, I've known. Well, all of these, I mean, obviously that's my daughter, so. You know, my niece and that, but all the young lads and stuff like that, you know what I mean? They, nonsense is. So they've all gone up me, you know what I mean?
How long have you lived in Smavik?
I've been out for 10 years now, innit? I was in Smavik for about 10 years, why?
10
years? Yeah, 10 years I was in Smavik. I've been out of Smavik for about 10 years now. I don't know your father, I live about 3 miles away.
So were you born around there as well, Luke?
Born and bred.
Born
and bred. Tony's born and bred Smavik.
Yeah.
Bucky, born and bred Smavik. Yeah, born and bred Smavik.
Don't tell me, Smavik are all pre-made.
Listen, I don't mean
is
no
this
man.
Pub Albury or is it Smevic?
This is Smevic.
This is Worley.
Yeah.
Worley, but Worley don't exist no more.
No, it's Smevic. Right. Trust me, Sean, it's Smevic.
Worley don't exist no more.
Right.
What do you mean Worley don't exist no more? I'm curious now. I'm eager to hear what you're on about.
It's called a Worley. Worley just don't exist no more.
What do you mean it don't exist no more, bro?
It's just either Smevic.
How can it not exist?
It's just Albury or Smevic. It's just...
That don't make no sense to me.
So when it comes to the thrones, it's like...
Yes, son.
All you do is block them.
Sean. My son, Liam. Liam, Sean.
All right, Liam, how's it going? Yeah.
Now, that's a Viking for you, lad. Isn't Look it? At that Viking, mate. That's Isn't a Viking it? For you, mate.
I want to go to Valhalla.
Oh, he wants to go to Valhalla. Them lads are wild, Sean.
Are they? What do they think about your YouTube
success? Oh, they love it.
They love it?
Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Listen, you've got to understand these, like... I represent this area well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I do.
Yeah.
I represent this area well. And I've been loved around this area for a long time. I love everybody around this area, Luke. Yeah, and everybody fucking loves me, Sean. Sure.
Yes, God! No way, yes, Mr. Rock. Get Alfie.
Alfie?
Wrong fuck.
How are you, BP? Are you good? Yeah, what to say?
Pleased to meet you, cheers. Yeah.
Huh? Got pneumonia?
Yeah.
Wow!
Tell me about it.
Wow! Hello, Fifi. I'm only here for about an hour myself, bro. Nah, I've already got a pint. I can't drink too much. I'm driving anyway, so I can't really drink much.
Yeah, it's a nice vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good vibe, bro.
Yeah.
Smevic, do you know what I mean? Seriously, bro, like I said to you, like, I mean, like, I can take you for a walk. I can show you some shit that's happened around here. Yeah. This is a violent, violent area, but it's very close-knit. So... everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And if you're from here, you sound.
Yeah.
If you're not from here and you come here playing about,
yeah,
you will go back in an ambulance.
Yeah.
It's that simple, because all these lads will jump all over your head because it's not your manner. So if you ever, if like for anybody, like if you ever come to Smethwick, come here with good intentions and positivity, and you'll have a banging night. You'll have the best night ever. You'll meet all the locals. They'll all have a laugh with you. They'll all be sound. You come here playing about, mate. It's Birmingham, mate.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, a bit like my hometown, Widnes.
Yeah, yeah, well, it'll be the same, isn't it? You've always got them, Sean, yeah, wherever you are. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, if your sound is a pound, you're all right. If you're a cunt, you're going to get dealt with.
Yeah.
The lads are going to wait for you to go out for a fag, and you ain't going to come back in. Do you know what I mean? That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the same nationwide in areas. You know what I mean? If it, like, I go to other areas all the time through work. I'm always drinking other areas, and I'm nothing but positive with all the locals. I get along with them. I take pictures with people. You know what I mean, right? So I always get along, but then I sometimes see lads going to other areas and they're just being twats for no reason.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, the blood's all over the wall, and I'm like, well, you deserve that, mate.
So what area, then, is locally, like, known as the rival to Smethwick? Like, when I grew up, Widnes, it was versus, always versus Warrington.
Right, so Smethwick used to be rivals with West Brom and Answorth.
West Brom and Answorth.
Used to be, you know what I mean? But it's all that stuck now, because in Birmingham now, this is how it is, isn't it now, right? The lads are kind of mixing together, bro.
Yeah.
So you've got Johnny's and Burger Bar, right? I'm not going to mention no names, but I know a lot of them, and they mix together now, bro. I see them. I see Johnny and Burgers, right,
yeah,
drinking in the same pub together. Birmingham's become a very Birminghamised area. So you're from Birmingham, and you're kind of all right, apart from the youth. The youth still getting stabbed everywhere, bro. But that is driver and drill. It does that. You know what I mean, right? But the older generation, 20 to 50, right? We are all like a very close-knit community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it never used to be like that. It used to be very segregated from area to area, especially when I was around here doing all my crazy shit. But nowadays, it's not like that. For some reason, old divides have been forgotten about to a certain degree. There is still some divides, but there isn't as many as there used to be.
It's chilled out, hasn't it?
It's chilled out, yeah.
Well, I went in Birmingham City Centre. It was like really lovely vibe.
Yeah,
just out having a drink.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. Now, 10, 15 years ago, if you went to Birmingham, not being from Birmingham, you would get, especially if you was anywhere by the Bullring, you'd get approached by a gang, bro, and you would get robbed at knife point. 15 years ago. Now, not the same no more.
Yeah.
Birmingham, you still have crazy people in Birmingham, loads of crazy people, right? But they are kept in check by all the other crazy people that live around them.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense
to
you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So nobody goes too raw with it. Nobody goes too nuts with it. Because if you go too nuts with it, then the lads are going to be like, hold on a minute. Nah, we ain't having this around this area, mate.
We've
got to do something about this, dickhead.
Yeah.
And then they get dealt with by everybody, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how it's become. Whereas it never used to be like that. It used to be a lot of one man army, lone soldier, defend yourself, look after yourself. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's not so much like that.
Yeah.
And if you're all wondering why I'm rolling fags and not weed, it's because I'm driving my van and I'm drinking beer. Safe, brother, man. Enough respect, man. Have a wicked year, yeah? Much love, much love. Yeah, listen, I don't smoke weed when I'm drinking, and I don't smoke weed when I'm driving. So I'm smoking fag after fag after fag because I'm drinking alcohol, and that's just what I do, mate.
Have you added anything to your weapon or shield collection?
No, I'm complete, Sean.
Complete?
Complete. I don't need no other armoury than what I've got.
Yeah.
Anybody comes to my house.
You got enough.
Oh, legs and arms going everywhere. Oh, you stupid bastard. I've got a wolf next to me. Oh, I've got a wolf. I've got a wolf, I've got a shield, I've got a sword, and I've got an axe, motherfucker. Oh, my God.
Should have brought the wolf.
Yeah, should have brought the wolf.
I'm not really out.
Do you know, have you ever heard on YouTube channel say that if I'm ever pissed off,
yeah,
I have a friend that I go and spend time with. Have you ever heard me say this? His name's Gar. Right? That's it.
Right.
So that's the good vibe guy.
Good.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. So you, like, if I'm ever pissed off,
yeah,
stressed,
yeah,
I go around and see him, and within 15 minutes, I'm laughing. Right, that's what he does for me. He's like my good vibe guy. You know what I mean? He's brilliant, Alfie, isn't he?
Your energy just brings him back down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proper, like proper, proper, proper. Because without...
Do that with other people or just with Danny?
No, it is primarily with me, isn't it, really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's figured out a way. He can calm me down. Not many people can. He can calm me down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he can stand in front of me and he knows I won't want to hit him. Do you know what I mean? So he can stand in front of me and stop
exactly
me.
I know exactly, because I was like, oh, wild man. Not many people can calm him down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. I don't want to hit him. He's my friend, so it's like, he'll stand right in front of me and go, nah. Nah, bro, not tonight. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'll go, nah, bro, nah. And he'll put his arms around me.
See, he's probably prevented a lot of mayhem.
Oh, yes. Over the last 10 years, fuck me, how much mayhem have you prevented with me over the last 10 years? How much have you prevented with me, bro? Mayhem, Sean, he's prevented.
Yeah.
He's a big reason to my calming effect, because I swear to God, we are very close, like brothers, like we like same with Luke.
Yeah.
So these two lads are like my blood, like my family. I don't treat them as any other different way, right? He's like my little brother, he's like my big brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So, do you know what it is? Alfie, right, has the ability to see before anybody else when I'm about to fucking go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I was the same as well. Just seeing the eyes, the eyebrow goes up, the fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The animal spirits.
Yeah. And he'll stop it.
Yeah.
He'll put himself in harm's way to stop it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Knowing that I'm not actually going to go, whack! Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it because it's Alf. Do you know what I mean? Same as if he jumped in front of me, I would not do it because it's Luke. There's no way. I could be wanting to kill a man right there, but I've got to go through Luke. I'm not going to go through Luke. You know what I mean?
So what are the funny stories then?
Oh, mate, do you know something? He's got some crackers, mate.
Has he?
So him and his brother remind me sometimes. Yeah. When I was going to come on your podcast, they reminded me of a few things. Some of the funniest stuff I told you, right? Because these remember all the crazy shit that I did. Because they was there, they witnessed it, right? So they remember it all, more than I do. So I'm going to give for a fag, right? Luke, tell him some funny shit. Tell him some funny shit. Your brother told me about that bike riding down the road naked and stuff, so tell him about that.
Oh, fuck you. Riding down the road. Fuck me. Remember that?
On that little bike?
Yeah. Something happened to Anthony. And he's in fucking a pink dressing gown, some pink slippers, jumped on a little fucking bike this big and pedalled all the way down to Salop. Yeah, ready to kick someone's head in. It's like, damn, what are you doing? He's like, I've got to go on this little bike. It's this big, in a pink dressing gown and some pink slippers. Crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Whose pink dressing gown was it?
The missus is. Fucking hell.
So, Jen, how does a free case of beer sound?
Sounds absolutely fantastic. After the longest January on record and some testing times, there's nothing better than after a podcast sitting back and enjoying some craft pilsner delivered to my door. So let's face it, we all deserve a party from time to time, and there's nothing like these very zesty, gluten-free pilsner beers.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Grab a case for free, courtesy of our pals at Beer 52, by going to www.beer52.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N.
S-H-A-U-N.
And covering the meagre postage cost of £5.95. Beer 52 is the biggest beer club in the world. Each month, they send their members a case of beer from a different part of the world. And this month, it's an absolute belter. The Great European Road Trip case takes in the best beer from across the continent. Try a crisp, refreshing Pilsner from Norway's Lervig Brewery and a monster 7.5% double IPA from Sweden's Duges Brewery. On the dark side this month, there's a smooth coffee stout from Copenhagen's Tuul.
You pronounce that right. There is also beer from Croatia, Poland, Germany, Serbia, and Australia, among others.
If dark beer is not your thing, you can choose the light only case. Also included is the ever insightful Ferment magazine and a couple of tasty snacks. Even if, after all that, you're still unsatisfied, you can simply pause or cancel any time. That's www.beer52.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N.
So it's beer, B-W-5-2, ER52.com/Sean. I'm going to try some now. Ooh, those hops are amazing. That's really nice.
Link is in the description box. Thank you for supporting our sponsor. Cheers.
We've had some mad ones, have we? I met Mad Mary. Scary Mary.
Who was Scary Mary?
The next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was completely tapped, bro.
Was she completely kicking off?
Yeah. Writing letters.
Writing letters?
Yeah, posting them through the door, saying, you got some mafia after you. And then he was like, oh. And then she wrote another letter, because I was always at the house.
Yeah.
She wrote another letter saying, your missus is having an affair with your best mate, the one that wears the beanie cap. He's phoned me up. He's like, you best get to my fucking house now. I was like, bro, what have I done? You sleeping with fucking Tony, am ya? I was like, bro, what? I've gone to the house, yeah. I've gone straight down to the house. Yeah. He's like, read this. I says, where's it come from? He's like, Mary next door. I says, that says Lord Doug. He's like, no, but it says here. I was like, Dan. Yeah, well, we've had some bad ones. She's cracked.
How crazy. Did it end up with her then? Did she move out?
What happened to her? Oh, yeah, you moved, are you? You moved? Yeah, she was mad.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
She left her box and box. Left her mum dead in the bedroom,
didn't
she?
Yeah.
About 12 weeks.
Yeah. Left her mum dead in the bedroom for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Went
to
the pension and that still.
Bloody hell.
Her dog died about 10 years prior to that, and she kept on feeding the dog every day. Yeah. Talking to it.
No.
Talking to the dog every day.
So she was properly mentally ill then?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She was crazy.
She used to say hands to me everywhere, didn't she?
Yeah. Everywhere. She loved dance.
She worked for the police, didn't she?
Yeah.
Forensics.
Forensics. Yeah, she was crazy. She was crazy.
Right.
She was.
Yeah, they were telling me about Scary Murray.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking Red O'Neill and that.
Yeah,
tell
yeah
about
Red
that.
O'Neill, yeah.
Tell them about Red O'Neill.
Yeah, the gangster.
The gangster, man. She wrote me letters, bro. Saying Red O'Neill and JK, do you know Jamiroquai? Jamiroquai, bro. Do you know what I mean, right? Were coming to take me out, bro. They were coming to take me out of that. She was trying to steal my son. Bro, she was trying to rob my son. And because she left her mum dead and that, obviously, yeah, right? I'm thinking, well, what's she going to do with my son? Do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
Yeah, what makes like?
She was only about this big,
oh,
shot. You know what I mean? Psycho woman, bro.
Yeah.
She used to talk to a dog that she didn't even have.
Just told
so she used to go, come here, boy. Come here, boy. She didn't even have a fucking dog, Sean. Do you know what I mean? So imagine when I walk outside for work in the morning and Mary's going, come here, boy.
Yeah.
Come here. And there's no dog. I was like, oh my God, man, what the fuck?
I told him about the letter.
JK, Red O'Neill.
When I was having an affair with Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Get to my fucking house, go. Done, this is there. Off Mary. It's off Mary.
It's been blank for ages, but it's still.
Yeah, it's just on power saver. Just checking everything.
So you heard some right stories tonight, didn't you?
31 minutes so far.
Okay, hell. You heard some right stories tonight, didn't you? I don't know if you might have already heard some of these, everyone, but some of them you won't have heard. Do you know what I mean? So I've just left Sean with some of my mates and family and that, let them all have a discussion in it. Do you know what I mean?
It's all nicely chilled.
Yeah, it's all nicely chilled. My son's over there in the George, loving life. How come you don't drink anyway?
Well, never was really. I just went straight to ecstasy and speed. Yeah.
I'm not much of a drinker, bro. I'm more of a drug man.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Well, I used to be.
Me and him over there, mate. We have taken, and Tony, more drugs, right? Bab, I'm going to tell him a story that involves the mattress, right? I won't go into detail.
The mattress?
I promise, no, Bab, I promise I won't go into detail, but I'm going to tell the story, right? Me and Alfie went out one night, right? And people don't believe this, but I swear to God, Alfie's there now, and my missus, you've just heard her. No, you fucking won't. No, you won't, because it's a true story, right? Me and Alfie went out one night, and we bought... Right, so basically, I'll tell you a story now, right? Alfie bought 75 pills. What was they? Was the mixes?
Yeah, mixes.
Mitsis. Mitsubishis. So he bought 75 Mitsubishis, right, that we was going to sell back in the day. Yeah, we was going to go to a club and we was going to sell them, right? Yeah? Alfie bought these 75 Mitsis. We sat on the kitchen table and we was like, fuck it, let's just take a few, yeah? Do you know what I mean, right? Let's try them out. Do you know what I mean, right? So Alfie's like, yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So we tipped the 75 on the table. I swear to God, me, Tony and Alfie, my wife, done them 75 pills in one night. We were snorting them. We was quadruple dropping them. Do you know what I mean? Dancing for 3 days. Do you know what I mean? And then when Alfie finally left after about 3 days, me and Tony was high for a week, right? We didn't sleep for a week. So I went and got my mattress from upstairs on my bed, brought it downstairs in the front room, right? And me and Tony shagged for a week on pills. For a week. For a full week. We was just going at it.
That's insane.
Oh, mate, I had fucking burns where you can't even imagine you get burns, mate. I'll tell you that. Because I was pilled out my tits and I wanted more, I kept going. No matter how many friction burns there was, I just kept going.
Should we go outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we're outside. Music's fucking been turned right up. Let's see if I can flex this back way.
I don't smoke fags normally.
Don't smoke fags normally?
I only smoke weed. But I can't smoke weed when I'm driving. I don't smoke weed when I'm drinking because it gives me migraine.
Totally.
But I don't normally smoke fags at all, apart from on the van. Yeah. Pure weed, mate. Pure weed. Yeah, I'll give you a smell of something, bro. I'll give you a smell of something. I've got some on me, but I'm not going to smoke it. But I've got some on me. Yeah. Smell this. This is what you call Birmingham pucker, bro. You know what I mean? Have a smell of that.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Yeah, because I think the other thing about the music is they'll copyright strike it, won't they?
Yeah, they will copyright strike it. Definitely. You might have to actually... I don't know if you'll be able to null the music out, but I'm going to give you some advice now. When you get back and you edit this video,
yeah,
these bitch, you might lose, or you might lose some of them.
I think we are going
to
lose
them. Trying to talk over the music to fuck the algorithm up. I know how that shit works, mate. Yeah, so you can't hear no music now. All you can hear is Danny fucking G, mate. Danny fucking G, mate. Yeah.
Do they have tables outside?
No, there's little standing areas that we can stand.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll turn it off for now.
Have you enjoyed yourself, lad?
Yeah, definitely.
You should come out on a night out for sure. That's something, yeah. They've been on the road for 15 hours.
Fuck off. It's relentless, isn't it?
It's relentless, bro. I don't
Some
know where
people
my
have
energy
just got
comes
mad
from.
Energy.
I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, I love the hair as well. Let's get a close-up on the side.
Yeah, do you like that, bro? I told you I was growing it last time I saw you, yeah.
Well wicked, isn't it?
That's what you call a fucking Viking cut, that brother. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's been lovely to see you, Sean.
Oh, you too, man. You're always such a good vibe.
It's been lovely to see you, bro.
Honestly, you've got a very powerful fucking energy and, like, yeah. It lifts other people up around you.
It does, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it with everyone.
I've always been like this, bro. All them lads in there love me. It's a shame that it's not a weekend. Because if it was a weekend, Sean, trust me, I swear to God, whether people believe this or not, you know this as what? 10, 12 people come out on a Monday to come and see me. Do you know what I mean, right? Bro, on a Saturday night, I would have 50 people in this pub just come to spend time with me. Do you know what I mean? Because I am that much of a vibe. Yeah. I'm that much of a vibe, bro. People around here love me. But that's because I've always been the way that I am on camera.
Yeah, yeah.
You all think it's fake? No, it fucking ain't. This is how I am 100% of the time. I never deviate from Duracell motherfucking Danny. I'm always like it, mate. 2 o'clock in the morning when I get up, Duracell Danny. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Duracell Danny. 10 o'clock in the night, Duracell Danny.
Don't know how many people I showed that clip. I will go to Valhalla. I will die in battle.
Yeah.
All my mates and witness were watching it over and over again. They were like, fuck. And then some of them are maniacs.
They were like, fucking hell.
Bro, listen, for me, for me personally, I'm going to be honest, right? I don't really talk too much violence on that, but I'm just going to be honest with you now.
Yeah, yeah.
I will never back down from anybody, any amount of people, any amount of animals. I don't give a fuck, right? If you put me in a corner, I'm going to come out and I'm going to fuck you up with teeth, claw, hand and nail, mate. I'm going to fucking mortify your body, mutilate it, rip chunks out of it and enjoy doing it, right? That's only if you put me in that mode, yeah? As you can see from, you've seen me tonight, like everybody thinks from that thing that happened at Christmas with my wife, yeah? I've been drinking for 8 fucking hours and I'm not a drinker. I still think I was spiked to this day. Do you know what I mean, right? Seriously, because that ain't me. You know what I mean, right? You've seen me tonight. I'm drinking, yeah? Right? I don't drink. So these 2 pints have got me a little bit tipsy, right? But I'm a good vibe guy. I'm a good vibe guy. I'm here to make everybody's life just a little bit better, right? In any way, shape and form that I can. I want you all to do well. I want you all to be successful. I want you all to have a really good life. But then there's some people out there, jealousy creeps in. Oh my God, this geezer's got more than me. Rather than try and sort your own fucking life out, you push your hate and your distress for yourself onto the YouTube community. Sean, I see his fucking trolls. You know what I mean? Leave the geezer alone. He's just trying to do his own shit. What the fuck does it matter to you what he's doing? Do you know what I mean? Shit, if you don't like watching him, don't fucking watch him. Don't leave horrible comments. Don't be a troll, because what are trolls? Dickheads, wankers, wastes of fucking human meat. That's what they are, Sean.
I forgot to tell you, I brought books for everyone as well. 3 books.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
give them out. I'm halfway through your book. I read it in my hotel, right? Yeah, and I want to tell Sean the truth. My only quiet time I get is when I'm having a shit. So I sit on the toilet, I open his book and I read like 10 pages, yeah? Yeah. So I'm halfway through it. When I get to the end, I'll probably do another podcast with Sean. And when I get to the end of it, I'd kind of like to ask you some questions about it. Because when I get to the end, it's quite interesting. And when I get to the end of it, I'd like to probably ask you some questions.
I should come on your channel.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Whenever I do a live, you're more than welcome.
Oh, yeah, sweet, man.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm always, I'm working all the time. So I'm popping the lives whenever I can.
Do you know what I mean?
You ever want to come on? See, I don't know how to set it up, so you probably have to send me a message telling me how to do it.
Oh, you mean to bring someone on?
Bring somebody on.
You've never brought anyone on?
Never brought anybody on.
You have to have software.
I can get it on my phone, not a problem.
Oh, you do it all on your phone?
I do it all on my iPhone, but it's not a problem for me. I can get
whatever
software.
We do it all from computers.
Well, you're all fucking set up properly,
yeah?
I'll look into that, man.
Try and help you, because you're missing out there.
Yeah, if you can look into it, and then I can get all the people on. Because Paul Venice, Jen, Danny Christie, Fighting Trolls, they'll all come on my channel. Marvin might come on, even though there's some controversy there. Yeah, right. Marvin might come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right? Yeah. So there's so many people who would love to come on my live, Sean. I would never... Listen. I'll tell you straight, right? I'm going to put it to you like this, everybody. I'm not out here for YouTube beef. Right? I'm not. Right, I've got enough content up here. I don't have to get involved in that. Right, I don't. Right, I don't agree with it. I think it's stupid. I think YouTubers are holding YouTubers back. That's my opinion. Right, I think if everybody worked together and we all like shouted out each other's channels and we was all on good vibes, imagine what a live would be like with all of us on there and nobody arguing. Us all just talking through, you know, common themes that everybody likes to listen to, but there's no arguments, there's no YouTube beef. Imagine what that would be like for content. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you all, right, is you shouldn't stop following this YouTube beef shit and only start following true content, right? And we can make that. Sean can make that. I can make that. We can all make that. And the more that we agree and get on, the better the content will be. Believe me on fucking that. Positivity breeds positivity, people. Negativity will only bring negativity.
You absolutely nailed it, Danny, because the people who think they can clickbait and destroy other people, then they get exposed themselves and it drags everyone down.
It does.
Before the podcast wars, we were all working together.
Yeah.
And we would all be, the big players would all be much, much higher now if the podcast wars hadn't started.
Yeah, they would.
And it was another big player who started it. And it's all backfired on him as well.
And now everybody's taking the trend. It seems like to me, I see these new channels and it's all content of other people. Misery.
Beefing.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Because they get rewarded. If they put Decker Heggie versus Danny Christie, they know they're going to get 10 times more views than normal.
Well, that's where the community is wrong, in my opinion. That's where the community is wrong. You should be there to watch content that you enjoy, right? And if you don't enjoy, see me, I watch content sometimes and I don't like it, but I don't comment anything negative on it. I just think, okay, I'm not gonna watch that geezer again. That's what a real true man does. Not a keyboard warrior, not a troll, right? They don't go on there like this. They don't, real men don't do that. So that's how I know that every single troll is a weak ass man with no life, no future, no family, no friends. And he portrays all that misery that he feels inside upon me or upon Sean, right? Where you could just ask for fucking help, mate. You could just say, Danny, listen, I'm in a bad place, mate. I'm in a hole. Can you help me, bro? And I would give you all the advice I could fucking give you to get you out of that hole. But rather than do that, you portray your shit onto me. And I just ban and delete because I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. I'm 41, mate. I've been and seen shit that you lot will never be in. You've never been and you've never seen, right? So I don't need to argue with you dickheads, mate. Because if you was in my presence, you would never say a fucking word. And that's guaranteed. You wouldn't say a word because my energy alone would suppress you. It would suppress you. Yeah? I'm in the heart of Smevic right now, right? Yeah? I'm speaking my mind. I'm saying what the fuck I want. Is anybody coming out here telling me to shut the fuck up? No. No. Do you know what I mean? Because I am who I am and I fucking do what I want to do. Do you know what I mean? And that's just the way that I am, yeah? And people who don't like that, fuck off. I don't need your subs, dickhead. I don't need you on my channel. I don't need you. You're a dickhead. Fuck off.
I think out of all the people who've got a good size of followers, you've been the most neutral and the most sensible throughout the whole podcast wars.
I have. The only thing with, I mean, I'm not really going to give him any clout, but Uncle Knobhead and that, the only reason that happened was because he attacked me. If I get attacked, I will attack back.
That's with me as well. I don't attack anyone.
Yeah, but if I get attacked, I'm going to attack back.
Yeah.
You've got dark shit, mate, on the internet, mate. So you're just going to get fucked up now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody to go and find this shit, and when they find this shit, they're going to realise you're much worse than me, bruh.
Yes.
You know what I mean, right? Yeah. And then they're going to turn on you, bruh. So why start it in the first place, you fucking idiot? Why? Why say you're going to come to my area and fuck me up? You're going to come to here and fuck me up? Are you stupid, bro? You would never survive. You would come here asking for Danny G, and my boys would take you in a van somewhere you'd never be seen again, and they'd phone me and tell me what they'd done, bro. Do you know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. Don't think you can come to Birmingham thinking you're a bad man, because you can't. It's like going to Manchester and thinking you're a bad man. You're going to get dealt with. It's like going to Liverpool and thinking you're a bad man. You're going to get dealt with. It's like going to fucking London and thinking you're a bad man. You're going to get dealt with.
It's like going to Valhalla and thinking you're a bad man.
You'll get to fight every day. Odin loves bad men. Odin loves a man who loves the brawl, let me tell you. He'd be sat there with his one eye, his beady eye, looking at me. Yeah, you'll do, lad. Get on that fucking shield wall. Yeah.
Are you gagging for a new season of the Vikings?
There ain't going to be one.
Well, there's going to be one?
Nah.
What about the other one? The Last Kingdom.
There will be another season of that. But the next Vikings is called Valhalla. And it's about William the Conqueror, 1066.
Okay.
And Leif Erikson, who found Iceland, I believe, or Greenland, one of them. Do you know what I mean? Do you know why Iceland is called Iceland and Greenland is called Greenland? No. Do you want to give you a little bit of history, isn't it?
To do the Vikings conquering them?
Yeah. To do them conquering them. Yeah. To do with them lying to get settlers, right? So Iceland, yeah, is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's got so many natural resources, right? So when the Vikings inhabited Iceland, they called it Iceland so no fucker else would go there. Greenland is the opposite. So Greenland's an icy waste. It's a wasteland.
Is it?
Right? When the Vikings went there, they found out it was a wasteland. They needed settlers to help work. So they said, this is Greenland. So everybody would think, oh, it's full of green. Yeah. No, it's full of ice, mate. So the Vikings, like, proper flipped it round on people there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, seriously. That's why it's named Iceland and that's why it's named Greenland.
What you gotta do, isn't it? How can we apply that to YouTube?
Oh, fucking hell, I don't know, you'd have to let me think on that one. You'd have to let me think on that one, I'm not sure. You know what I mean, I'm not sure. What I will say, right, to everybody is, you know, we're all going through a tough time right now, yeah? I'm not going to say too much on this because obviously, you know, algorithm and all that, I know how it works. I've been on YouTube a long time. We're all going through a tough time right now and the division is real, right, and it's stupid, yeah? Whether you've had it or whether you ain't. We're all human, man. Do you know what I mean? Stop, like, playing into capitalist hands. because that's what you're doing. Learn a little bit. Broaden your horizons. Find out the world for how it truly is before you make decisions that can really negatively affect your life, people. Do you know what I mean, right? Just learn that. Research. Right, information. Right, information. There is no information that is bad. Do you understand that? All information is good because it broadens your horizons and makes you more intelligent. Right? There is zero information that is bad. So research it all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And then you can make an informed decision. You can't make an informed decision when you listen to a geezer that while your nans and grandads are dying, right, he's throwing fucking parties, mate. You can't make an informed decision while you are listening to that useless fat cunt. You can't. So at the end of the day, do your research. Bury. Get deep into that shit. Because it affects all of our lives. Yeah? Where the division goes, pack it in, man. Do you know what I mean? Pack it in. It's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. It's a bit like religion, right? Now, I don't segregate nobody for religion or colour or race. I have many friends of many ethnicities, yeah? Right? But the division where this is concerned is worse than any religion division I've ever fucking seen. It's wrong. It's wrong. Everybody has their own choice.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Right. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Podcast, Sean Atwood.
Yeah.
It's all right, mate. Nice to see you. That is one of my best friends' dad.
Oh,
do you know what I haven't seen him for years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. It's not really been a set piece.
Keep talking while I grab the books.
Yeah. I hope you've all enjoyed it. It's not really been a set piece and that. Sean's been lovely to come all the way to Birmingham and that to come and see me and that. I hope it's made some good content for you. I don't know what my mates were saying when I was outside, but that's why I went outside, because I wanted them to have the freedom to say whatever they wanted to say. So you'll get to see that. I'll get to see it when Sean uploads it. Me and Sean will do something else in the future. I'm going to try and get him out for a proper night out. I mean, unfortunately, in one side of the bar tonight, RIP to whoever it is, RIP, rest in peace to whoever this is. But it is a wake, it's a funeral, right? So, you know, the pub can't be as lively as it would normally be. But I'll try and get Sean back on a weekend when I've got some time off work, and I'll get loads of lads up here. Yeah, we'll have a right good fucking drink and a right good laugh. Yeah, and then, you know what I mean, you might get some really good footage. Tonight I'm a bit strapped for time. I've got work to do and that. I'm a bit strapped for time. I've got to go home. I've got to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I hope you've enjoyed it. I mean, it's lovely to see Sean. All you naysayers out there, all you negative people who are always giving me grief about Sean. Sean's a lovely man. He's a lovely fucking man. Do you know what I mean? And he always has been. He's never been nothing but polite and courteous to me, so I am never nothing but polite and courteous to that man. So all you fucking haters out there, go and fuck off.
Nice one, Danny.
And everybody have a banging year, yeah? Peace out.
So what I'm going to do is I'll sign all these.
Right, let me
then,
get...
How many do you want to give out?
There's enough for your lads, the girlfriends, wives, wolves.
Okay, buddy, Luke. Go to Sean, you can see his sign.
Oh yeah, I brought some books for you guys. It's my jail story. To Luke.
Yeah, I'll sing it all on the inside. I'll
there you go.
Nice one.
How do I spell your name?
L-E-A-L-L-N-A.
A-double-L?
You got my Leanne.
No.
L-E-A.
L-E-A. Oh, L-E-A, sorry.
I've had your
haven't
used
double N-E.
Double N-E.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sean!
There you go.
Can you sign me one for refund?
Yeah.
Y-B-O-double-N-E.
Y-B-O-double-N-E. Y-V. Y-V.
Off now.
Oh, when he's going to go, yeah, yeah. Who hasn't got one then?
I've got one at home.
Here's one for Yvonne.
That's not my friend.
You've got one at home. Who's not got one?
Roxanne.
Yeah?
Oh, can I have one for June as well?
Yeah, yeah, let me sign it. Sure. Is it double NE?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sean Atwood.
This is
that.
Sean Atwood.
Hello, how are you doing? Oh, have you watched my podcast with Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
a minute. Yeah, I have.
How do you spell your name?
Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah, Sharon. Hey.
There you go, Sharon. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, cheers.
I want one for June.
Oh, Sean, tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought about this. You want to go on holiday in the summer?
Yeah, it's too.
Nuki, yeah?
What's
why
that?
Don't you come down for a couple of days? Stop at the hotel, bro. Spend some time with the
Nuki,
family.
Nuki, where is Nuki?
Cornwall.
Yeah, yeah. Bring James the cameraman.
Yeah, bro. Bring James the cameraman.
Who was this
one?
Right, June.
So June.
Ah, you thought it was just a
person,
day, yeah?
Yeah, I've got you now. Yes, Nathan. Bad guy, mate. Oh, I'll deal with that, mate.
How do I spell your name?
Liam. L-I. A-M.
You've quite
had
one name, you've been in jail too many times.
You should come on the podcast then.
So, a couple of us have got in common, innit?
How do I spell your name?
C-H-A-W-D.
I'm gonna
read this
time,
I'm on the night
time, man.
Double D?
Yeah,
yeah,
two D.
His mum
takes double
D's as well. Dickhead.
Your mum takes
B's
and one.
There you go,
Chad.
Cheers.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Mate.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Back in section.
Is that everyone?
I'm gonna read this
time. Good, mate. How's your name?
N-A-T-H-A-N.
There you go, mate. Good cheers, enjoy. Did you need another one?
I'll have one.
I'll just have one.
Liam, L-I-A-M.
What
was
the
title? I've got a
picture as well. Can I picture you?
Get rid of all the books if you want.
Yeah.
Put flash on there.
What? Flash on? It's different to America over here. I'd rather be in America. Can you stay over here from America?
It's what?
Hey, come over here.
No, I'm not American.
In Ireland.
I'm from in between Liverpool and Manchester.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Come over here. I did live in America for 17 years, so the accent is a bit Americanized.
Can I have a book for my son?
Of course you can. How old is your son?
He's 10, but you know, he's watching the podcast and stuff. He'll read it when he's older. Taylor.
Taylor. T-A-Y?
Yeah, L-O-R. Danny just says, can I tell Taylor a book? Well, buzzing with that, you know.
Yeah.
You will want to. He loves Danny's YouTube so much.
Oh, he's brilliant, isn't he? So charismatic. Everyone all good? Yeah, oh, yeah, so we needed to sign a few more.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank
you.
Went for all that, yeah.
I'm going to send Ash picture here for you, mate. He's like, I want
to take a picture, Liam, and then you can send it to me.
I'll take one, Bob, for you.
Got to get this bag in it and everything. Let's, I'll do it with a fist bump.
Yeah, boy! Valhalla!
Save me!
Come here, Sean.
Much love to Sean Atwood!
Ow! Yeah, next year on Nuki.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, come for a few
days. 2 days of filming stuff.
Yeah, spend some time. Bro, do you know something? Yeah, yeah. Are you alright with water?
I love swimming.
Yeah.
Swim.
I'll take you surfing.
Let's put my goggles on. Go on.
I'll take you surfing.
Yeah.
I'll take you surfing. Sean, listen, I'm like Aquaman, bro.
Right, how many more you got left, Sean?
Got loads.
Can I have two for Coyle, one for Carter?
Of course you can.
If you have one for Sam?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him fuck off.
Yeah, so you want
to
come?
To Sam.
You do want to come with your cameraman?
It'll depend on the schedule of everything, but
In theory, we could, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you when we go, Sean. We go on the 8th of July for 2 weeks.
All right, I'll have to look at everything.
So you look at everything. Yeah. And if you've got the time, bro, you can come and spend time with my family for a few days. We will have a right laugh. You will get to see me in my element because I'm not driving. I'll be pissed on the beach. Beach parties. Fucking bonfires, surfing.
Speedos, my
bro, you, yeah. I'll have my little speedos on.
My shorts comes out.
Cardiff
speedos.
Sean, can I get
on
for my mate? He was going to come, but he broke his son.
Yeah, of course. Like, no, what was his name?
Don't you best ever fucking
write
that
book to me. You've got three.
I'll come out, yeah. Says, can you I got four apart? I look at him and can I have went to Sam. I got
what was the names of them?
Kyle.
Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
Yeah.
Or read it. I've never read a book in my life.
This will be the first.
I've just started reading it. I've just read he was a millionaire. He's a millionaire.
No, the police took it.
I was going to marry you then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what was the next one?
Carter.
C.
Yeah.
Asher loved this, you know. Asher's gutted he can't come. He's not going to take his kid footballing him. Told Asher went last week.
There you go.
I'm definitely coming with it, yeah. Make sure I'm coming.
Who was the next one?
Ash.
To Ash.
Yeah, it looks alright, man.
Looks really good.
Yeah, it looks alright. I just think of the back here. You need to take a bit higher, son.
No, I'll keep it like this. Mind you, are growing out your curls, yeah? You're growing out your curls from like when you was a kid and that, yeah?
Are you alright to be on camera?
Yeah, I've got on camera.
Let's get that hair in it then.
Yeah, see, you want to see what a Viking looks like?
We've got the Viking family right now.
Mate. Who's? Hoosh! Here, son. Hoosh! Look at this fucking ginger Viking. Ooh, my little boy. He's not so little no more. He's bigger than his fucking dad.
Right, come here. Come here on camera. You're ready to go. I'm going to go before work early.
All right, man.
Sean.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Sean.
Always a great pleasure.
Listen. Next time, if you want to do anything, let me know, and I'll take a day off work.
What were those dates again?
On the 8th of July.
8th of July.
We went back in
to Newquay.
I'll see that, Sean.
In Cornwall.
Yeah, yeah, cheers, well, take care.
To Newquay in Cornwall.
Okay.
Right, and I'm there for 2 weeks from the 8th of July, bro.
2 weeks.
So any time within that 2 weeks, we are actually going to some sick places, Sean. So we're going to Tintagel, Camelot, King Arthur's Castle.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going into Merlin's Cave, which you can come in with Ash. I mean, with your cameraman, you can come in. I'll take you all the way through the cave, through the mountain, bro.
Oh, my God.
Right. We go into Adrenaline Quarry. Adrenaline Quarry is a zip line from 500 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Wipeout zone in the water. Axe throwing. Go-karting.
Axe throwing.
And fucking mountain jumping.
Axe throwing.
Axe throwing. Yeah. So if you do arrange it and you want to arrange it with me, I'll keep that for you to come and participate.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You will have the fucking time of your life, bro.
Definitely. I just got to coordinate everybody.
Yeah, coordinate everything and you are more than welcome.
And where's Newquay again?
Newquay, Cornwall.
Oh, Cornwall.
So it's going to be you. Where are you, Manchester? No, you're based.
I'm in Surrey.
You're in Surrey. Are you in Surrey?
Yeah.
Well, it's not that far then.
It is. It's on. I'm just below London.
Sean, I've got to tell you this now.
Yeah.
Do you know where I am tomorrow for work?
Where?
Surrey.
No way.
I'm not gassing. That's my main run. Oh, I am in Surrey.
That's
all the
your main run.
That's my main run. I'm in Surrey all the time.
I'm in Guildford and Bagshot.
Bro. I'm not gassing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not guessing with you. I'll show you my map. I'm not going to show it on camera, but I'll show you my map for tomorrow. Yeah. I'll show you my run. I will come and meet up with you. Right. I'll show you my run for tomorrow.
How big's your vehicle?
Long wheelbase that's my run for tomorrow, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're going right by me.
Yeah, that's my run for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's my main run. I'm there all the time, Sean. That's where I am.
So I'm about here.
So basically, my normal run, I stop here in... begins with H.
Horsham.
So I stop at Horsham Premier Inn
the time. 40 minutes below where I am in Horsham.
40 minutes below where you are?
Yeah.
Right, so what I'll do is next time I'm in Horsham...
Yeah.
I'll come and see you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll come and see you. I'll come to your local...
Yeah.
And I'll come and see you, bro.
Yeah?
Defo, so next time I'm in Horsham, I'll message you.
You can have a meal break with us.
Yeah, I'll have a meal break with you.
I'll get Jen out.
Yeah, 100%. Next time I'm in Horsham, because I'm a two-day runner, innit?
Yeah,
so I stop in Premier Inn the first night. So I'll stop in Horsham, I'll drive to you in the van, we'll have a meal and that, we'll have a laugh, we'll have a chat.
Is that your way back to Birmingham then?
Well, obviously, I do all this in 2 days, bro. And then my last drop tomorrow is going to be 34 there. Yeah, so I'm in Croydon.
Clyde, didn't you?
Basically, yeah, and then I'll come back to Birmingham. But this is my main run, bruv. This is my main run. 91 is all that area.
Right.
And normally I'm in your area.
Yeah.
It's just this one's a different one.
That's handy, isn't it?
Yeah. So I can come and see you.
Cool, sweet.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely come and see you. Yeah. Give me a love, man.
Cheers.
Much love and respect. All right. Much love and respect, bruv. Look after yourself. Man. Nice to see you, Sean. Yeah. Lovely to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Cheers then, Mel.
Hey,
thank you.
Come on, are you still on this podcast?
Still filming, yeah.
Still fucking filming.
Well, I think he's finished.
Is he finished? Yeah. Is he still filming? Let me just say, do you know all you fucking trolls out there, yeah, that think Luke ain't real? Luke's fucking very real, mate. No, he does not lie. Luke's real.
Got to see Luke at the end of the night.
Got to see him. Got to see him, Sean.
So, finishing filming at the George in Smethwick. With Danny G and his family and friends. Lovely chilled atmosphere, but not a man to be messed with. Hope you've enjoyed it. Let us know in the comments what you thought. Hope you've enjoyed it and can't wait to see him down in Guildford. We'll get some more filming done down there as well. Alright, cheers. Thanks for watching.